The number 11 Jimmies use a late run to secure a key conference win over Morningside, and we get you set for Blue Jay Athletics for this evening. This is the latest in your local sports from NewsDakota.com. I'm Jaron Matheny. In a matchup of the top teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference on Monday night, the number 11 ranked University of Jamestown men's basketball team used a 30-15 run over the final 10 minutes to secure a vital win over number 18 Morningside. Final score, Jamestown 81, Morningside 71. The opening 10 minutes of play favored the Jimmies, who jumped out to a 24-9 lead, but Morningside got back into the game in the final 5 minutes of the opening half, going on a 15-2 run. Jamestown led by a point at the break. The second half, Morningside went in front by as many as 5 points, but a pair of threes from Mark Chose ignited the Jamestown offense, cutting the deficit to one. The Jimmies took the lead just a couple of minutes later when Colby Vasquez brought the energy off the bench to push Jamestown ahead for good on an and one with less than 10 minutes to play. After regaining the lead, Jamestown ended the game on a 30-15 run to secure first place in the G-Pack. Mason Walters had a huge game, scoring 25 points, grabbing 14 rebounds, and dishing out 7 assists. Will Cordes ended the night with 19 points, and Mark Chose added 16. The Jimmies are now 20-3 overall and 12-3 in the G-Pack. They head to the Corn Palace on Wednesday to face Dakota Wesleyan. Coming up tonight in local sports, Jamestown 107.1 AM 1400, online at newsdakota.com, and streaming with video on our Jamestown 107.1 Sports YouTube page. It's a Blue Jay doubleheader tonight from Jerry Meyer Arena. Jamestown facing Bismarck High for the second time this year in girls and boys basketball. Blue Jay doubleheader tonight begins at 5:30. Girls game set for 5:45, and the boys game to follow at approximately 7:30. To stay up to date with the latest happening in your local sports, head to newsdakota.com.